This is Lisa Carmelli of the 4th of September 2026. Essence, sweet children, you and not the father have the parts of heroes and heroines in this unlimited drama. Only the father has the skill of purifying the impure. Question. What significance should you explain to those who object when they see the picture of Brahma? Answer. Explain to them that he is the soul who plays a part from the beginning to the end. The father enters the body of the one who was the first prince, Sri Krishna. He enters him in his last birth. This is an impure body, and it has to become pure. He is not God. God is ever pure. He takes the support of this body. Song, look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. The father has explained to you children that you mustn't stumble around outside from door to door for peace. Hatha yogi sannyasis believe that they can't find peace while living with their families at home and that they can only find it in the forests. However, the father explains that even there they cannot find peace. There is a story of an example about this. A queen was searching everywhere for the necklace that was around her neck. In the same way, peace is around your necks. Why are you searching for it outside? The father comes and explains, children, the original dharma of you souls is peace. These bodies are your physical organs through which you play your parts. Souls are imperishable. Souls never become larger or smaller and are never destroyed. Yes, souls do become impure and do have to be purified. Souls at first receive small bodies which grow into the bodies of youths, and those bodies continue to grow older. Souls are constant. You first have to know about souls. I, the soul, become a barrister, etc. This is called being soul conscious. The father explains, children, you have become body conscious. This is why you consider yourselves to be bodies. You forget that you are souls and that these are your bodies. You have to realize yourselves. It is souls who take 84 births. The father has now explained, those who have become Brahmins are then going to become deities. It isn't that everyone will take 84 births. Some will come at the beginning, and others will continue to come after 50 or 100 years. Some will take 80 or 82 births. Others will take a different number of births. People speak of 8.4 million births, but they are not even satisfied with that, and so they say that God is in every particle. God now says, I am not in a human body. I do not have a human body. So how can I be in an animal or stone or particle, etc.? The father has explained that the number one soul then becomes Tamo Pradhan by the end. I myself tell you that I enter an ordinary body at the end of his many births. He has taken the full 84 births, and so he would definitely be impure. He cannot be pure at this time. The father himself says Sri Krishna is the number one first prince. He becomes Sri Narayan later on when he is older, maybe 20 to 25 years less. You cannot say the full 84 births for them, Lakshmi and Narayan, either. Sri Krishna is number one, and he then becomes Narayan after his marriage. However, you children have to keep an account. Only Sri Krishna is said to take the full 84 births in 5,000 years. The father sits here and explains, every cycle I enter the same body of the one who plays a part from the beginning to the end. I cannot enter anyone else's body. There is this account. Brahma is number one. How could I enter anyone else's body? Many people ask you, why does God only come in the body of Brahma? However, there is this calculation. These matters have to be understood. It is remembered that establishment takes place through Brahma. Establishment is not carried out through Vishnu or Shankar. It is not anyone else's task. People neither know the creator nor the creation, and this too is fixed in the drama. That which is predestined is taking place. And so why should you worry about anything? That refers to this time. Whatever has to happen will happen, and nothing in that can be changed. Whatever happens today will happen again after 5,000 years. Baba has explained that whenever you see something, say, it is nothing new. It also happened 5,000 years ago. Write this clearly and let people come and ask you about it. There is nothing wrong in writing this. This war too took place before. It is nothing new. The Mahabharat war also took place 5,000 years ago. Christians came and snatched away the kingdom of Bharat. That is nothing new. It will happen again in the same way in the next cycle. The history and geography of the world continue to repeat. The original eternal deity Dharma is once again being established. Those who have taken the full 84 births will become the number one Lakshmi and Narayan. Only the father sits here and explains all of these secrets. The father says, I am the seed of the human world tree. This is called an inverted tree. The duration of this Kalpa tree is 5,000 years. In the swastika, you can see four equal parts. The ages are also equal. There can be no difference. The father explains, look at what is happening in the world. Some go to the moon. Some learn to walk on fire or on water. All of that is useless. There is no benefit in any of that. Human beings cannot become pure and go into liberation or liberation in life. No matter what they do, they cannot return home. Souls have forgotten their home and the Father's home. Souls have forgotten themselves and have become body conscious. People go to temples and sing the praise, you are full of all virtues and we are degraded sinners. They defame themselves. The father never becomes a worshipper. For the second number, you would say that Shankar is ever worthy of worship. He too never becomes a worshipper. He doesn't have a part here. Only Brahma and Vishnu have parts on the stage. No one in the world knows the parts that Brahma and Vishnu have. They speak of Trimurti Brahma, but they don't understand the meaning of that at all. They speak of establishment through Brahma, but have no image of the one who establishes it. They say this, but where is he? They don't know who Shiva is. They say of souls, a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. I, the soul, am imperishable, and this body is perishable. They don't know how many bodies they take. Human beings are so unhappy and continue to cry out in distress, O God, the Father. They have been calling out since they began to experience sorrow. It has also been explained that when Ravan's kingdom begins in Bharat, it isn't that Ravan's kingdom is in other religions. No, they have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo in their own time. This story is based on Bharat. Those are biplots. The father comes in the middle. After Bharat becomes Tamo Pradhan, the whole tree becomes Tamo Pradhan. They all have to experience happiness and sorrow. The new leaves that emerge on the tree are very beautiful. New ones also definitely have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Those who come at the end are given some respect. They pass through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo even in one birth, but they have no value. Those who play the parts of a hero or heroine have value. It isn't that only Baba plays a part of a hero and heroine. This cannot be said of Baba. He comes and purifies the impure. He doesn't become impure himself. You are making effort to become pure from impure. You claimed your kingdom by following the Srimat of Rajyoga. You are now receiving it once again. Baba says, I do not rule the kingdom, but I make you into the kings of kings. People in the world say many things. God speaks, I make you into the kings of kings. However, they don't understand the meaning of this themselves, and so they are unable to explain it to anyone. If God spoke, then he must definitely have come. He would have said, O children, it is only in Bharat that people celebrate the birthday and the night of Shiva. The father only comes in the land of Bharat. Bharat alone is an imperishable land. Its praise is very great. Just as the father's praise is infinite, so too the praise of Bharat is infinite. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, only comes in Bharat and grants salvation to all human beings. He grants happiness to everyone. His birthplace is Bharat. Bharat is an ancient land. God teaches Raja Yoga and he only comes in Bharat. However, because they say that Sri Krishna is God, the praise of that one has been lost. God is only one. He alone is called the Satguru. There are many other gurus. Those who teach you any business are also called gurus. Nowadays, they believe everyone to be an incarnation. They don't understand anything at all. It is when they become completely impure that they call out, "Baba, come and purify us." Only the Father comes and tells you the true story of immortality. It is now in your intellects how you have been around the cycle of 84 births. The first birth will be good, and you will then continue to come down. The world also goes through the stage of descent. The intellects of human beings become sattva, rajo, and tamo. The degrees continue to decrease little by little from the golden age. It is said there are the stages of ascent and descent. It is only because of you that there is benefit for everyone. The bestower of salvation for all is the One Father. Those gurus only relate scriptures. While listening to those, you have continued to come down. The Unlimited Father comes and asks you, "Children, I made you so wealthy and gave you so many palaces studded with diamonds and jewels, and then left. What happened to all of that?" When a worldly father gives money to his children and they waste it, he would ask them, "How did you waste all that money?" When children have money, they spend it unnecessarily on useless things. A father may be a righteous soul, dharmatma, but when his children go abroad and waste hundreds of thousands, he wouldn't be able to do anything. He couldn't even divorce his children, because the property is the grandfather's. However, he burns inside. When their father dies, some children become so dirty that they waste all the wealth in 12 months. That is a limited matter, whereas here it is an unlimited matter. The Unlimited Father says, "You were such wealthy masters of the world. So how did you become bankrupt? What did you do with all of that wealth?" The father would ask his children, "I made Bharat so wealthy. Where did all of that wealth go?" Only the father explains to you, children. On the path of devotion, you spent so much money. You spent so much on scriptures, etc. You continued to bow your heads so that they became worn out. You lost all of that wealth, etc. This is in the drama. I make you wealthy, and Ravan makes you poverty-stricken. The father only explains this to the people of Bharat. Only Bharat was the golden sparrow. It had so much wealth that those of other religions came and looted it. Just think what Bharat was. This drama is predestined. Bharat was heaven, and Bharat is now hell. It is now hell, and this is why Baba has had the picture of the ladder made for anyone to understand that they are now impure. Little children are taught things with pictures. How can children understand anything without pictures?
Only the Father comes and teaches you an easy way to become pure from impure. It is the easiest of all and the most difficult of all.
In the Golden Age, you are soul conscious. The soul realizes that his body has grown old and that he has to leave that old body and take a new one. It is as though you have a vision of the child that you are then going to become. You shed your old skin. When a person here dies, people cry and they even hire a band to play. In the Golden Age, they shed their bodies and take others in happiness. They have celebrations, whereas here they have so much sorrow. When a person dies, they say that he has gone to heaven. This means that he was in hell. You are now making effort to become residents of heaven. The Father is making you into residents of heaven. The Father comes to grant you liberation and life. He liberates you from the bondage of Ravan and grants you liberation and life. The Father says, I come exactly as I did in the previous cycle and teach you Raja Yoga. I enter the body of Brahma every cycle. You definitely have to become Brahmins. Brahmins are definitely needed for a sacrificial fire. This sacrificial fire is of this knowledge in which the horse is sacrificed for self-sovereignty. This chariot has to be sacrificed. This chariot is called a horse. All the horses, that is the bodies, are going to be sacrificed in this fire. For self-sovereignty. Souls cannot be sacrificed. Souls will leave after settling their accounts, and everyone's part will then begin anew. This is called the repetition of history and geography. The Father comes to establish the new world and destroy this old world. There is just this Mahabharat war that is remembered in the scriptures. You should explain that the gates to heaven open through this war. This is why it is remembered in the scriptures. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. Don't worry about things of the past. Forget whatever has happened by considering it to be nothing new. 2. Sacrifice your body, mind, and wealth into this sacrificial fire in which the horse is sacrificed for self-sovereignty and use them in a worthwhile way. Make effort in this last birth to become completely pure. Blessing. May you be constantly powerful and use your elevated attitude to make your household a means for making progress. In a household, you first of all either become pure or impure with your attitude. If you always connect your attitude to the One Father, if you belong to the One Father and none other, if you have such an elevated attitude, your household will then become a means for your making progress. If your attitude is elevated, it cannot then become mischievous. By making progress with such an elevated attitude, you will easily receive liberation and salvation. All complaints will then be completed. Finish. Slogan. If your purity is shaken, even in your dreams, it means your foundation of faith is weak. Avyak signal. Now reveal your form of a bestower. When you sparkling stars reach your complete stage like the sun and the moon, that is when you are stable in your stage of a master bestower, then automatically wandering, searching souls will quickly come to you to attain something and to meet you. All of you will have to serve at a fast speed to enable all of those souls to receive the right to liberation and liberation and life from the Father in a second. Om Shanti.